When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And obviously, we're going to talk some Georgia football as they've got their playoff game coming up against Notre Dame on New Year's Day, and obviously, everyone's very excited about that. The Carson Beck news official as of yesterday. He had the surgery. He's not going to be able to play. If that's it for him at Georgia, which it may very well be, probably is, how are you going to remember Carson Beck as the Georgia quarterback?
Well, certainly given the standard that exists of the program now, it's going to be less than I think he wanted it to be. But also, it's got to come in the context of, you know, this was a guy that sort of like, say, early part of the 2021 season. Remember when JT Daniels missed the game against UAB and mm-hmm. Stetson Bennett made the surprise start? At that point in time, you know, Georgia didn't really know what it had mm-hmm. in Carson Beck. So, I mean, certainly the career is not, if this is the end, you don't grade it as like a failure or anything like that. But when you look at where Georgia was going to last year's SEC championship, undefeated and, you know, playing very well, and Beck himself was playing very well, you certainly thought you had the chance there to see him go on to have, you know, championship success, things like that. They came up a little bit short against Alabama. You know, never quite captured that same magic, I think, with him this year. And obviously the big win against Texas, both those big wins. At Austin, he doesn't play very well. And, you know, in the SEC championship, he didn't finish the game. So I think Beck is a good player. I think he has a bright NFL future. But he's certainly not going to be as decorated as some of the other Georgia quarterbacks, including the guy that was there before him, Stetson Bennett.
I got a question, BA, and I'm going to put and I thought about this because I was talking to my son Isaiah the other day about this. If he's your son and he hasn't had this surgery, and me and Andy were talking about this, and he's probably going to make more money at Georgia than he might make in the NFL because he probably dropped. Would you tell him to come back? And if you're him, if you're Georgia, do you want him to come back?
Okay, so I think if you're Georgia, you would obviously be happy to have a player of Beck's caliber come back. I think you would. I think also, and this is where I'm going to get out over my skis a little bit, you know, don't know the answer to this question fully, but let's just sort of consider for a moment, is there a point in which, you know, you kind of reach your draft ceiling, right? It's like, okay, after the 2023 season, he came back to improve his draft status. And this year, for whatever reason, that didn't happen, because of drops, because of injury, because of whatever else. It didn't really happen. And so I guess the question I'd be asking, if I was his dad or if I was his agent or if I was Beck myself, is at a certain point, have I reached my draft ceiling? And does it make sense to go and sort of try the NFL thing? Does it make sense to do that? Or, you know, are you loving that Georgia payday well enough you'd come back and do that again? That's the issue here is, if you're really trying to improve your draft status, you came back for a year in the hopes of doing that, and that didn't happen, what reason do we have to believe that might also occur in 2025? I guess if I'm that right. camp, that's what I'm considering.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, his ceiling was higher. And then, obviously, last year, it's sort of this past year, it's fallen a bit. Maybe he could get back closer towards it. I really have no idea. It's got to be disappointing for him for it to have ended the way that it did, and Georgia is still playing. So Georgia's season has not ended, and they've got a chance to win another national championship.
And can I just add one thing to that? I don't mean to cut you off, but sure. I think the one thing sure. you got to add to that, too, is that Georgia loses against Tech if it's not for Carson Beck.
Right.
And,
yeah.
you know, Beck also came back in the game for the handoff and the game-winning touchdown against, you know, Texas. I got to tell you something. If I have the slightest bit of discomfort, you know, I'm looking to sort of lay around the house all weekend. Like, I'm not, you know, so, you know, Beck's got his arm hanging down by his side, comes back into the game. So while the sort of accolades may not be as much as they could have been. The truth is he really played like a hero in a couple of moments late in his sort of what might be the end of his career there at Georgia. So that's got to at least be part of the story.
What was your kind of big picture, maybe big takeaway or two from the first round, the home playoff round of the 12-team era?
I don't know what we do about this, but if I'm watching this, I'm trying to figure out how come this isn't as fun as the season itself. Like a random Saturday in October, I cannot get enough college football. And on this particular weekend, I just wasn't that into it. And, you know, the Notre Dame atmosphere looked pretty cool on Friday. I think Ohio State was notably impressive in how they handled Tennessee. But the way in which college football sort of moves my soul, and, you know, normally, these games just didn't really do that for me. And, look, the SEC championship this year, it was still really big business. There were like 16 million people watching. Average fan doesn't care about TV ratings, but just for the point here, 16 million people watching. And we're kind of encroaching on conference championship games, the SEC title game, something people still like, for a first-round college football playoff that, gosh, right now it seems like TV executives like more than the average fan does. Now, I'm a hypocrite because I'm in favor of playoff expansion. I wanted the 12-team playoff. Like, this is what I asked for. But like a lot of things in life, now that I've gotten it, I'm not quite so sure I like it anymore. And I don't know what you do about that, but that was my feeling coming off this weekend.
Why are we so – but I got a question, because me and Buck talked about this, and we talked about the numbers from what happened this past weekend to the numbers that happened in the past. Why are we shocked by this, B.A., because it was supposed to be some new thing? I mean, you're talking about back when the 14 playoffs, the average margin of victory was 19.3 points. I'm sorry, this game this week was 19.3 points. In the past, it was 18.6. So why are we so surprised by this as fans that wanting something different because they said it was 12 teams?
Well, here's the one thing that, once again, I'm going to sound like a hypocrite on, because my argument has always been the reason why there are so many blowouts in the playoffs is because the committee's bad about who they pick. And obviously someone like me would want more SEC teams in. But this year, you know, you also had the SEC team that got blown out against Ohio State.
Right.
I'm not surprised that Ohio State won. I was surprised it's a blowout. So my remedy for the blowouts would be, hey, choose the 12 best teams, not the 12 most deserving. That's my remedy. But obviously on the basis of what happened against Tennessee, even that's maybe called into question.
Right, because like they could have chosen – there's a couple of other teams that if that's the standard or whatever your opinion is on who's best and deserving and all that, they might have got blown out too, because the reason they weren't there is because they did get blown out at some point in the regular season. All that said, though, B.A., your feeling on that seemed to have been backed up by the numbers, because the numbers weren't very good, especially,
the TNT games did not get good. They
did not get good ratings. The SEC championship, and it was Texas and Georgia, so I understand it. But the SEC championship had higher ratings in all four of the games. So I guess the home run of more games didn't quite come through for the TV executives like they thought that it would. Let's talk about Notre Dame a little bit. Obviously, you watched them beat Indiana. That's Georgia's next opponent. What should Georgia fans be worried about and thinking about as it relates to the Fighting Irish?
So my entire life, especially in like sort of my adult life, think about a couple of times the college football playoff, 2012 BCS title game. A lot of us in Georgia, down here in the South, are sort of conditioned to, boy, this year it's different with Notre Dame. This year they're for real. This year this team is legit. And time again, we're just sort of proving how wrong that is. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of Georgia fans are on guard for that to also be true once again, that Georgia's going to just run right through Notre Dame because Notre Dame is perpetually overrated. And obviously that might still be true. But the one thing I wrestle with is when you look at Georgia, we kind of have grown to think about Georgia. When you look at Notre Dame, we've kind of grown to think about Notre Dame over the course of a long period of years. Like in a season for college football when everything is changing, is this also changing? Because while Georgia has dominated the best teams that it's played for the most part, with the exception, obviously, of Alabama and Ole Miss, while it's dominant against really good competition, it also, we mentioned the Tech game earlier, it barely beat Georgia Tech. And you know, that's a running quarterback for Tech. Well, this is a running quarterback for Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. This is, statistically speaking anyway, a very good Fighting Irish defense. I mean, I assume that Georgia is going to win this game. But the kind of, like, blowout dominant performances we've sort of traditionally seen Georgia get against ranked non-conference opponents, Clemson to begin this season, Florida State last year's bowl game, TCU national championship, Oregon to begin the 2022 season. You know, all of these like really dominant, like non-conference wins
that Georgia. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Georgia gets, I just don't know that this is the same type of Georgia team. It might be, and I may come on here in a few days and say, boy, I'm so glad that it was, but we are in a period of change for college football, and I do think one of the things about the playoff is going to demonstrate is how much that Georgia is changing with that.
Hey, B.A., obviously that we'll talk, me and Chris will talk to you next week on Tuesday before the game. My last question is, because you have the pulse of the Dog fans, how are they feeling about this game knowing that Gunnar Stockton is going to be the backup quarterback? I mean, going to be the starting quarterback.
Right now, Gunnar Stockton, everybody loves Gunnar Stockton. I mean, they've always really appreciated Gunnar, but based on the way that he stepped in for, you know, the SEC championship, Gunnar's favorability rating with Georgia fans right now is really, really high. So, you know, listen, the old adage about the backup quarterback and how popular that guy always is, we are seeing that play out right now in real time. And once again, maybe that's also with good reason, because certainly Gunnar showed a level of physical and mental toughness that Georgia was very happy to have against Texas. But, you know, there is also just sort of the matter-of-fact truth of trying to go through a playoff run with your backup quarterback. It's really not an easy thing to do necessarily, so I believe that's still a challenge for Georgia. But right now, UGA fans are just, you know, so excited about seeing what he has a chance to bring here in this postseason.
Gunnar Stockton has a chance to be the new Cardale Jones.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
Yeah.
They have a lot more in common than just that, though, but it could be that they come in as backups. Him and Cardale. I heard Gunnar one time said, I'm not here to play school.
They're not here to play school.
We're not here to play school. B.A., we appreciate it, man.
B.A.,
have a Merry Christmas.
Appreciate it, brother. Merry Christmas, homie.
Y'all have a Merry Christmas, too. Enjoy that. We'll look forward to talking soon.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast.